الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, tonight again is a very auspicious night. I make a humble appeal to our brothers in the back, especially our youngsters outside in the Wudu Khana. Come in. That person who is deprived of the khair, the good of Laylatul Qadr, then he is totally deprived. These are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man hurima khairaha faqad hurim. Tonight is the 21st night. In the words of our Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel rahmatullahi alayhi, he would say this is the first flight that is taking off. It's the last flights of Ramadan. 21st, 22nd, 23rd, like that. Each flight is taking off, like how we bid the Hajis, the Hujjaj farewell. We see the last flights are left now. And today one flight left, tomorrow the next one, then the third. Like that, these flights will take off and Ramadan comes to an end. So before the end of Ramadan, Allah out of His kindness, Allah out of His love for us, Allah out of His mercy for us, Allah out of His compassion for us, Allah has granted us Laylatul Qadr, amongst the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and from various ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more specifically the odd nights amongst the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once that particular year, he was shown that this year Laylatul Qadr is on that specific night. And he emerged amongst the Sahaba, so happy to go and reveal to them that this year Laylatul Qadr is on this particular night. And why was he going to reveal this to them? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had so much of love for you and I. He had genuine love for his ummah. He did not want his ummah to be deprived. And if you look at the reasons, the sabab of nuzul, the revelation of Laylatul Qadr, Suratul Qadr, that the people of the past lived for very long lifespans. They lived for many, many years. Hundreds of years. And they had a greater chance to seek Allah's reward in doing good deeds and Allah's mercy. And this ummah, the general lifespan is about 60, 70, 80. And Rasulullah SAW was obviously concerned that my ummah, the lifespan of my ummah is much shorter. And my ummah must not be deprived. And therefore Allah bestows upon us Laylatul Qadr, right? That if that person who, man qama Laylatul Qadr, imanan wa ihtisaban, whoever stands up in prayer, in ibadah, during the night of Qadr, with iman, having hopes in getting rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَغُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Then all his past sins are forgiven. خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. Guaranteed, these are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Laylatul Qadr is not equal to, it is khair. It is far better than 1,000 months. That equals to 83 years and 4 months. Better than that. Just one night, couple of hours of ibadah. Is that not the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Can we not imagine how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how concerned he was that my ummah must score the highest, each one must gain proximity to Allah, each one must gain maximum rewards. We do not have time to go into the various examples in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How he would come and tell the Sahaba, if you do this, you'll get this reward, you'll get that reward. Allah will wipe out this sin, Allah will wipe out that sin. All the time, he was so worried about his ummah. My beloved brothers and sisters, come forward. It's a Mubarak night, sit close, inshallah. Of course, our mothers and sisters are listening at home. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not deprive any one of us. Allah has brought us here. Believe me, each one has been selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have not come on our own. We have come because Allah has brought us here. A few days ago, I was in Madinah Munawwara. And the hardest thing for me is to leave Madinah Munawwara. Like most of you. To leave the beautiful city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The only thing that gives me solace when I reflect on the incident of Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam bids him farewell and he sends him to Yemen and he gives him beautiful advices, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is walking and Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala is commanded by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to remain on the back of the camel and not to come down. Brothers, again, ND200184, kindly remove your car. ND200184. We are not going to keep on reminding brothers now, it's the Mubarak night. And bring me again to the point that Rasulullah came out to tell the Sahaba which night will be Laylatul Qadr that particular year. فَتَلَاحَ الرَّجُلَانِ. At that moment, two people were disputing and they were arguing. They were having munaza'a in Arabic. They were disputing. They raised their voices. And because of that, Allah Ta'ala took away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam the actual stipulation of Laylatul Qadr for that particular year. Rasulullah sallallahu was made to forget. Yes, there may be some khair that happened after that, that the ummah have to now go and search for Laylatul Qadr. And in searching for Laylatul Qadr, there is enjoyment also in that. But look at disputes and fighting and quarreling, what it would lead to. It leads to our deprivation. Now if some car is blocking, then the person will become angry, there will be a fight, and the whole month of Ramadan will come to it. So I think about the qissa of Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. Nabi Kareem some gives him beautiful advices. And we mentioned that so many times. And then he tells him, O Mu'adh, Asa an la talqani ba'da ami hada. O Mu'adh, perhaps you're not going to see me again after this year. This is our last meeting. وَلَعَلَّكَ أَن تَمُرَّ بِمَسْجِدِي وَقَبْرِي. Perhaps you'll come back, you'll pass my masjid and my qabr. فَبَكَى مُعَاذٌ جَشَعًا. Mu'adh began to cry profusely. Leaving Rasulullah s.a.w. Here we just leaving Madinah Munawwara. They had to leave the physical body of Rasulullah s.a.w. Seeing his countenance every single day, being in his blessed company, enjoying from the wahi that will come down to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, looking at his beautiful, handsome face, going to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the problems, sitting by him, feeling that anwarat and nur. Nonetheless, respected brothers and sisters, we have got very limited time. This is the tail end of Ramadan, and they see the tail end is always the most enjoyable. Enjoy every moment of this Ramadan, the last 10 nights now. إِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشْرُ الْأَوَاخِرِ. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the last 10 nights would enter, then Rasulullah, we're talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shadd al-mi'zar. He would tie his lungi. Two meanings. One is he will now remain aloof from his wives completely. You said an etikaf. He will not be intimate with any of his wives. And the other meaning is that now he is going to exert himself. Jadda. He would exert himself in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And can you imagine what exertion, what ibadah this must have been? Because ordinarily Rasulullah would stand for lengthy hours to such an extent that his feet would become swollen due to the long sajdas he would make and the long qiyam and qira'ah. وَأَحْيَى اللَّيْلَ. He would make the night alive in ibadah. وَأَيْقَظَ أَهْلَهُ. He would even awaken his family members. How much more important it is for us. Yes, we are weak. We cannot spend the whole night awake. But do not waste these precious moments. Do not waste these precious moments. It gives me such joy to see around us, mashallah, so many people and so many youngsters sitting here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. May Allah grant all of us His true muhabbah and the true muhabbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khayrun min alfi shahr. We're getting reward better than 83 years in 4 months. Some of you are youngsters, you might think 83 years, I might never even see it. Allah, it is out of His kindness. You might not reach that age, yet He is giving you the reward of more than 83 years. Why are we sitting here? Why have we come here? We are all seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Program ourselves, our mind. We have seated here because we have come to beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to come to fill our heart with His love. We want to be true, genuine lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have come to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us, we commit many sins. If any person thinks he is very pious, mashallah, he doesn't commit any sins, then he shouldn't be sitting here. This is the majlis of tawabin, those who are penitent, those who are repentant, those who are turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how we take soiled clothes, dirty clothes, and we put into the washing machine. Detergents are added. And then the washing machine, it begins to spin, or the drum begins to spin. And there's the entire process that takes place for those clothes to become clean and no effects and traces of any dirt remains. And the final spin, we find that the drum is now spinning very rapidly. And this is exactly where we are now, in the final spin. And if somebody looks, tries to see into the drum, you'll find the clothes are being pushed from one side to the other. And you can see soap, and then you see water, until the clothes come out spick and span. This is where we are now, in the final spin. It's a rapid spin. We take an hourglass and we turn it upside down. We find these particles, these sand particles are now coming down. Exactly like that. It started from the beginning of Ramadan. Oh, if you look at it now, the last 10 nights from Maghrib's time, the Laylatul Qadr, Allah knows best which night will be Laylatul Qadr. 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th, Allah knows best. In the experience of mashayikh and ulama, yes, most of the time it happened to be 27, it's common. But there were occasions when the 21st was the Laylatul Qadr. Many times. Sometimes it was 23rd, sometimes 25th, sometimes 29th. So why deprive ourselves? So we have come here again. Check our intention. And sit comfortably. Don't worry about the rest of mankind now. Don't worry what my friend is going to say, what others are going to say. I have come because I want to beg from my Allah. I want to change my life. There are many youngsters sitting here. I may not know them by name, I don't know them by face. Perhaps the first time some youngster is sitting here. But he has come with sincerity. He's come. And therefore I always say ours is a caravan of hope. Ours is a caravan of hope. Hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We hear too many negative comments around us. Sometimes we lose hope. We feel, hey, I'm not going to make it. Perhaps I'll be going to be good. I'll be doomed for Jahannam, destined for Jahannam. No, brothers, no. Whatever your condition is, my mothers and sisters at home, whatever our condition is, only Allah knows best. It is His kindness and love for us that He has concealed our sins. Allah is not exposing each person here. Nobody is told to stand up and tell us all the wrongs we are doing. In fact, the greatest sinner is sitting here in front of you. And we have come that, oh my Allah, you forgive us. And therefore Rasulullah SAW taught Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she asked, Ya Rasulullah SAW, if I feel that it is Laylatul Qadr tonight, what dua should I read? Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa, fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you love to forgive. Imagine for a moment if Allah did not love to forgive. Imagine if Allah never pardoned. If Allah never forgave us. Allah loves to forgive. تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوِ فَعْفُ عَنِّي. Oh Allah, forgive me, forgive me. And this is the dua we must make tonight. We'll read it now. Allahumma innaka afuun تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ فَعْفُ عَنَّا. Now people ask, فَعْفُ عَنِّي, فَعْفُ عَنَّا. This is Arabic. فَعْفُ عَنِّي, oh Allah, forgive me. فَعْفُ عَنَّا, oh Allah, forgive all of us. You'll hear sometimes some people adding the word Ya Kareem. You can say it is no problem, but the words of the hadith of Rasulullah SAW, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa. Fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you forgive me. You love to forgive. Allah gets enjoyment in forgiving. You have heard this hadith before. I'm going to say it for some person who has come here probably the first time, or listening to it the first time. Or we may have heard it and we forgot it. Just to remind and refresh on ourselves. You know, there was a person who was traveling on a desert. He had his camel, he had his food, he had his patkos, as we say, traveling in the desert. And he dismounts, ties his camel, and he needs to rest. But suddenly the camel breaks loose. It escapes. Huge desert. How is this person going to chase behind this camel? It's like impossible to retrieve this camel. He loses all hope, full of despondency, he's in despair. Can we have someone outside there, man? CF. CF70WB. ZN. Kindly remove your car. And ND622712. Brothers, just check if anybody's car is obstructing, then kindly remove your car. So he goes now, loses all hope, goes under the tree thinking now this is the end of his life. He's got no food, he's got no conveyance. In the desert, he's going to die. So he falls off asleep. And suddenly, when he awakens, he finds that camel right next to him with his food and drink. Imagine the excitement this person now experiences, the joy. He has found life again. Thought he's going to die, it's going to be end of his life. And suddenly he finds life. There's my camel. He grabs that camel. And in the excitement, out of ecstasy, when a person loses his mind, does not know what he's saying. In the excitement, Allahumma anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. He actually meant to say, Allah, my Rabb, I'm your servant. He said mistakenly. He shiddati farahi. He said, Allah, my servant, and I'm your Rabb. Out of excitement. Rasulullah says in the beginning of the hadith, Lallahu afrahu bitawbati abdihi min ahadikum ila akhir hadith. That Allah most certainly becomes even more happy and joyous and full of ecstasy. Then that person who has found his camel after losing it, when his banda turns to him Oh Allah, you forgive me. Oh Allah, you are Ghafur Rahim. Oh Allah, I'm making Tawbah to you. Allah becomes even more happy. What else do we want, brothers? What else do we want? That is our Allah. Have good thoughts of Allah. Don't look at too much of social media. It is making us sick. It's making your brain sick. It's making you lose hope. It's taking you away from the road to hope and Jannah. When Allah wants you to go to Jannah. That is why I say, ours is the caravan of hope. Whoever you may be. You have taken drugs. But tonight you are going to make sincere tawbah. Tonight you're going to make that sincere tawbah. You have wasted your life in amusement and haram pleasures. You've committed zina, you did wrong. But tonight you have decided, oh my Allah, I want to change and turn over a new leaf. Ulama say two things. Himmatun aliyah, niyatun sadiqah. That's all. Himmatun aliyah. Genuine. Strong courage. And you must have genuine intention. But intention is weak. Like how a brother say, by who's ready for 4 months? So half you put away hand. Meanwhile, just to make the person happy and to finish the program and you make dua, we're not genuine. Here, no tashkil is going to be made. The tashkil I'm making, let us turn to Allah. All of us. We need it. We need Allah in tonight's ayat. Oh, how Allah says it so beautifully. Ya ayyuha an-nas antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Wallahu huwal ghaniyyul hamid. Allah says, oh people, antum al-fuqara, you are beggars to Allah. Allah is most independent. Allah is full of praise. Allah is praiseworthy, most praiseworthy. Allah does not need our praises. Allah is independent. He doesn't need any one of us. Allah says, antum, O mankind, ya ayyuha an-nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Oh, you are beggars to Allah. And that is what we are all beggars sitting here. Sit here, beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You think Allah will not give it to us? This is one place where we have full hopes we will never be chased away. نَامَتِ الْمُلُوكِ وَقَدْ أَغْلَقُوا أَبْوَابَهُمْ وَلَمْ يَبْقَ إِلَّا بَابُ الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَمْ يَنَمْ. At night, kings have all gone to sleep. President, prime ministers, they have closed their doors. They have shut the gates. They've gone to sleep. No king is going to wake up to see any person now. Namatil Muluk. All the kings of the world, they've gone to sleep. They've shut the gates and doors. وَلَمْ يَبْقَ إِلَّا بَابُ الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَمْ يَنَعْ. But there remains the door of Al-Hayy, Allah who is all living. His doors never close. Allah never sleeps. Allah is there for us at any moment we wish. We just turn to Allah. Whether it is the darkness of the night, broad daylight, wherever we are. You don't even have to raise your hands from your heart. And you turn to Allah genuinely. Maulana Rumi rahmatullahi says, we are now on the path towards Allah. Brothers, we have commenced this journey towards the love of Allah. Say it to yourself. We are going to become the lovers of Allah. Do not feel shy to take Allah's name. Say, we are becoming the lovers of Allah. We are becoming the lovers of Allah. Allah loves us. Allah loves us. He says, fret not. Where the road is going to take you once you came onto the right path. As-sirat al-mustaqim. You have made the change. You have made sincere tawbah. You are crying to Allah. You bring the sunnah of Rasulullah in your life. You are trying. You have shunned sin. That evil company you have left. The friends are begging you. Come, let's one more game of pedal. One more tournament. You say, my brother, goodbye to you and your tournament. I want my Allah now. Because on the day of Qiyamah, I'm going to stand before my Allah all alone. You're not going to help me on that day. Can you guarantee you're going to help me on that day? No. Somebody might say, just one more. One more, let's take one more drug. And after that, we'll just change. No. You need to have that himmatun aliyah. So he says, fret not where the road is going to take you. Concentrate rather on the initial step that you take. Be bold and take the first step towards Allah. Brothers, if we're not going to do this, my mothers and sisters, if we're not going to do this, then our life will pass and we'll still be on the same spot. Allah forbid if we're not going to retrogress. When Allah is calling out to us in the 13th juz, Wallahu yad'u ila daris salam. Allah is calling you to a darus salam, to Jannah. Allah is calling you. Allah is inviting you. Tonight's tarawih we heard, Ya ayyuhan nas udhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum. O people, remember, think of all the ni'mat Allah has bestowed upon you. And Allah says, Hal min khaliqin ghayru Allah yarzuqukum min as-sama'i wal ard? Is there any other khaliq, any other creator in the sky or the earth who's sustaining you? La ilaha illahu. No. It's only Allah. There's no deity worthy of worship besides Allah. فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ That says, then where are you going to? Where are you turning to? I am calling you towards me. Why are you going to somebody else? Have yaqeen this. That my Allah is my provider. No matter what problem you are going through, spiritual problem, psychological problem, whatever it may be, physical problem, any problem you got. Remember, as I mentioned not long ago, that after difficulty, there is always ease. The most rain will come after the darkest cloud. After the darkest cloud, we find the most rain. And then you will gain some happiness in your heart. When? When you turn to Allah. You are bold. I no more going to involve myself in haram dealings. That's the end of it. Of course, you owe people money. You have taken away their rights. Then you have to make amends. There you have to go back. Ask the person for maaf. And try and resolve all your disputes. So that is huququl ibad. That you have to do. And tonight also can be the time when you are making that firm determination. You know, some months ago, somebody sent me an email. Some person, I do not know the person, I don't know his name, I don't know what he looks like, I have never met him. We were in some area in the country, and this person needed my contact details because he wants to connect to Allah Ta'ala. So I read the message, and in there, this friend of his, who's speaking on his behalf, says, you know what, this friend of mine lived a life only of zina, only in the club, only with music and woman and filth. And he says that we were in some place, and my bayan was going to be there after Isha, and somebody told him that, why don't you come for this bayan? So he does not know me, he doesn't know anything. He said the car was waiting for him, his friends were waiting to go to the rave club and to again womanize and do drugs and haram. But Allah gave him hidayat. And he sat in the other car coming to the masjid. He heard my talk. Allah made it such that that became the turning point in his life. Today he's in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his Amir in the Jamaat then told him, why don't you just contact Mawlana to maybe he can guide you now in future again, so you stay in the right path. But he made sincere tawbah. Hidayat comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just 1 second, he could have gone the other way and lived a life of filth. And Allah gave him the courage to take that 1 step. So even our sitting here is only from Allah. That is why I'm saying, sit with sincerity. Genuine. Be genuine. Be genuine. Allah knows our intentions. This is not only for this month of Ramadan. But what we do in the month of Ramadan, inshallah, it will carry us very long in the remaining months. It will help us. Our lives are coming to an end. And my famous, not my quote, but I normally quote, Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi, and I keep on mentioning this to all my friends. And I'm going to repeat this tonight and maybe the other nights also. I want you to learn this quote. I want you to reflect on this quote. All of us, whether you're a youngster, whether you're an old person. In which he says, Half of life has been lost through charming others. The youth can also understand better. Sometimes we're with our friends, and we are just showing off our clothing and our style and our hairstyle and the way we talk and the way we deal and the way we do things. We just want to charm the woman. We want to charm our friends. Even adults also, with the friends that we have, we just want to charm others. He says, half of life has been lost through charming others. And the other half has been lost going through stress caused by others. Somebody hurt us, somebody is troubling us, people mock us, mock at us, people cause problems in our life. Unfortunately, I'm not going to go into that direction now. We spoke about it in 15 Shaaban. Unfortunately, we have a sick society today. Really. Any good a person does, they will find some fault. The people waiting as vultures to find, to you, so that you may slip, so that they may brand you or whatever. Give the ummah hope. Pick our spirits. These are all people who are waiting to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be the means of connecting them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, half of life has been lost through charming others, and the other half has been lost going through stress caused through others. Then he says, leave this play, you have played enough. Leave this play, you have played enough. Now is not the time to play anymore. Now is the time to search for Allah. Where are we going to look for Allah? The mountaintops? The desert? The oceans? No. Allah is with us. Allah is with us. What were the Taraweeh? If only we understood the meaning of the Quran. Oh. Sometimes you just want to say Allah. You have to contain yourself. Because such beautiful verses. Allah is addressing us. If only we understood Quran. We are fasting. We have kept roza. May Allah accept it. We are actually going through spiritual detoxification. And inshallah, by the end of Ramadan, if we did our fasting correctly, etc., then we should get la'allakum tattaqu. If we made some garbar sofa, tonight again, tawbah istighfar. Beg from Allah. Beg from Allah. Beg from Allah. No matter who you are, I've seen youngsters crying. I mean, look at them, Ya Allah, you feel like crying. They're genuine, sincere. Outwardly you might see a man, he doesn't look so pious. But he's in sujood. He knows he's talking to his Allah, and he has yaqeen that my Allah is going to help me. So respected friends and elders, we say, leave this play, you have played enough. Time is running out, as I said, this hourglass, the sand particles are moving. We are going through this last spin, and make the best of the spin. Become lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if you have broken 1,000 vows, do not despair. Come again, yet come again onto the caravan of hope. Have hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Genuine hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And be determined. Now say, no, I am not going to go back to that sin. And there are things that will help us to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to have good company. If you are sitting with good company, then that will become a deterrent. It's going to stop you from wrong. The moment you are inclined to do something wrong, the people around you, who are good people, pious people, they will stop you. They will caution you. And if you don't have good company in our life, you're going to live a life in solitude alone, then you've got a problem. Because then shaitan will attack you very easily. And if you're in evil company, that's worse. So stay in good company. You don't have to have 100 people around you. One or two people, but good friends who will take you to the masjid, who will take you to a program, who will connect you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will save you from haram. You know, many youngsters feel that this life, I don't have it. May Allah grant me the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant all of us the love of Allah, the marifat of Allah, the sweetness of ibadat and connecting to Allah. We don't have it. May Allah grant it to us. But what we hear from ulama and mashayikh, many youngsters feel that this is a boring life. No. When a person has the love of Allah, the greatness of Allah in his heart, when he takes the name of Allah, and especially in sajda, he will not want to raise his head from sajda. He'll just want to be remaining. Subhana rabbiyal a'la. He'll ponder of Allah's greatness. Allah, you are free from any deficiency, weakness. Ya Allah, you are absolutely pure, you are pak. You'll just praise Allah. You'll just want to be there and you'll just want to make dua. Simple, I will tell you what to do. We want the love of Allah. There are many duas to read and long duas, you're not going to remember it. All you must say tonight in your tahajjud time in sajda, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. Allahumma, easy, everybody knows. Inni in Arabic means verily I. Allahumma inni. As'aluka. I am asking you, su'al, as'aluka. I am asking you. What I'm asking you for? Hubbak. Hubbak, with a fatha on the ba. This is a grammar now. Wallah, I'm asking you for your love. In sajda. You say that. And feel it. And enjoy it. Let the other thoughts go beyond you. The thoughts of your shop, the thoughts of entertainment, merriment, play, woman, whatever. Let all those thoughts go beyond you and enjoy the nectar of the time. Enjoy the nectar of the time. The sweetness of your ibadah, the sweetness of your sajda, the sweetness of your dua, the sweetness of making zikr, the sweetness of taking Allah's name. We're not taking any person's name in this world. We're taking our Allah's name. With sweetness, with love, with feeling. And then see what enjoyment you get. Mawlana Fazlur Rahman, Ganj Muradabadi Rahmatullah, very pious sage of his time. You see Allah, jab main sajda karta hu, oh, you see, you tell the people, jab main sajda karta hu, goya ki mera Allah mujhse pyar kar raha. When I put my head into sajda, it is Allah is showering me with his love. I can't pick my head up. You just want to remain there. Of course, in our reading namaz, jamaat, imam sahib is gone up and you're still sitting there. That's incorrect. But in your own salat, in your nafil, enjoy it. Beg from Allah. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. If you forget, you can ask me, ask anybody else, inshallah. Make the dua and experience. There's a long dua. Stay in good company. And have that himmat not to commit sins. That's the bottom line. To be inverted commas, strong. That come what may, my life goes away also. I am not going to displease my Allah. And when you're going to do that, temptation is there. Every opportunity is given to you. You can easily go for it. But you're restricting, you're restraining yourself. You're refraining. You're holding back. For the sake of Allah. That's when ulama say, your heart becomes shattered. You are killing your desires. And then you'll get some enjoyment and sweetness you can't describe to anybody. That is the sweetness of iman. Simple. A very pretty woman, you see. Now you're tempted to look at her. You've got every opportunity. Nobody's stopping you. You just got to look at her. And stay and glance at her. But you say, oh my Allah, for your sake, I will not do it. And you lower your glance, you turn your glance away. It's painful. Because the temptation is also sweet, but has got poison inside it. And the love of Allah got no poison. The love of Allah is only sweet, sweetness. So you see, oh Allah, for your sake I will not look. And then see the enjoyment you get. Then ponder over the favors of Allah. What has Allah not given us? At this very moment, my heart pains. We're hearing such information coming out of Gaza. Allah knows best. May Allah tonight help the people of Gaza. We will not stop making dua for them. In whichever way we can assist them, assist them. They are Muslim brothers. Not just one child's life is taken. Thousands and thousands. Those animals who hate Islam, who are enemies of Islam, they are full of lies and lies and lies. We never even believe whatever they say. They don't cease fire. They hate Islam. They hate the Muslims. They hate those Palestinians. But remember, Allah has chosen those people. The iman is strong. Oh, what they rank in the akhirat will be, Allah knows best. How high they will be. What they have given. But we can at least, these Mubarak nights, perhaps some youngster, not even baligh, and he cries, and Allah feels pity. Allah can change the condition anytime. So think of what they got, what they're going through, and what bounties we are enjoying. So think of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then make the dhikr of Allah. Take the name of Allah. Ask yourself, or ask ourselves, when was the last I actually sat down and did one tasbih, only one tasbih of Allah, Allah, Allah. Ramadan came and went. It's almost going finished. Can I count how many tasbih I read for Allah? La ilaha illallah. Did I take my Allah's name? We've got time. Make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And especially after the month of Ramadan. So where are we searching for Allah when Allah is with us? The person says, a woman, very precious necklace she's got. Husband bought for her on her wedding night. Now she needs to wear it for some nikah. She's dressed up very well. Now she's looking for that necklace. Up and down. This room to the other room. Each cupboard, each drawer she's opening. And time is running out. Husband is saying, we're getting late. And she looks, she goes from room to room. Only to realize the necklace was on her neck. We've got Allah with us. Where are we searching the dunya for Allah? We've got Allah with us. You see, Allah, you made the dhikr of Allah. Dhikr kya hai? Zakir ko mazkur tak ponchata hai. Allah makes you the zakir, the one who recited Allah. It makes you reach mazkur, the one who is remembered, that is Allah. Instantly, immediately. Allah, reach Allah. So this caravan is moving. Sheikh Saadi rahmatullah alayhi, he says, there was a caravan driver and people had camped there. Just time to now move on the journey. And he sees somebody fast asleep. Fast asleep. He awakens him. He says, oh brother, wake up. Do you want to be remaining behind? The desert is very, very fast. The journey is very, very long ahead of us. If you continue remaining sleeping, the caravan will move and you will lag behind and you will remain behind. The first night has commenced already, 21st night. This caravan of hope is now moving towards Allah. May Allah not let any one of us lag behind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that himmat. I told you, himmatun aliyah and niyat sadiqa. Put in our heart the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And enjoy taking the name of Allah. Enjoy reading Quran, even if you don't understand. Even if you don't understand. But think, this is my Allah's Quran, my Allah's kitab. And of course, you must make an attempt later on to understand. We've got plenty of ulama, young and old, who can assist us. And then start enjoying your life, this journey towards Allah. This journey towards Allah is not difficult. It is easy and enjoyable, provided you're the right person. That's why they say, do not ask, when you're traveling anyway, do not ask advice from the person who has not departed from his home. From a person who is not a traveler, he's never gone on the road. Don't go and ask him for advice. Ask those who have treaded the path. Ask those who know the path. If you're going to Google something and ask that Google, then how should I do this? Then you're not going to find your destination. Go to the right people. Find out who is there, who will show me, hold me by my hand, and take me to Allah. And Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah says, that a life without Allah is not a real life. What does he say? He says that, as though Allah tells us, that, oh man, if you have the entire mankind and you don't have me, you have no one. You have everybody else beside me, you've got no one. But if you've got me and you don't have any other person, you have got everything. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Jo tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah used to say, Arif Billah, that, oh Allah, if you are mine, then the sky is mine, the earth is mine, everything is mine, but Allah, if I lose you, I don't get you, I have lost everything. Ibn Adam, utlubni tajidni, man, search for me, you'll find me. And searching for Allah is enjoyable. Searching for Allah is enjoyable. Search for me, you'll find me. فَإِنْ وَجَدْتَنِي وَجَدْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. You found me, you found everything. وَإِنْ فِتُّكَ فَاتَكَ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ. You missed me, you have lost everything. My respected brothers, I do not want to prolong. We've got many more nights to come, inshallah. There'll be programs every night. I myself, I got programs everywhere else. There's some poster, not in our board here. Tomorrow we're going to Port Shepstone, and then we'll be having a program on Sunday in Parlock in the Masjid Abdul Rahman bin Auf. Then we go to Clear Estate, and then Stanger on the 25th. And on the 27th night, inshallah, I will be here again if Allah gives us life, Allah gives us tawfiq. But do not forget the caravan of hope. Anybody wants to join any program, there are so many masajid, mashallah. Sit by some person who you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who you connect to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Do not sit with the intention of any ulterior motive of any dunya. The speaker mostly. I'm not sitting here to get any murid or any money, I swear by Allah. I'm here solely. May Allah give me that ikhlas. May Allah grant me the ikhlas. You know, ikhlas, sincerity. If we move slightly, we lost the whole deed. Gone. Everything is gone. Slight movement. My desire is that I myself must connect to Allah. And everybody else must connect to Allah. We must become Allah walas. It's not difficult. So there will be programs, inshallah. Spend our time. It's not only the odd nights, even nights also. So I always see that Allah wants to see how genuine we are. So even if the even night we're making ibadat, Allah will give us Laylatul Qadr. But try, tonight also. After the program, there's maybe some break time. You've got a time now to go outside and make noise. And it's a time to connect to Allah. Everything must be peaceful. Everything must be serene. Different people are engaged in ibadah. Somebody in sajda crying. Somebody in dua crying. Somebody in tasbih. Somebody in tilawat. Somebody in tahajjud. This is the time. Or you go home and you make ibadah. Our mothers and sisters at home also. Make ibadah. Whatever you are able. We are weak. We'll sleep. We wake up for seri. Again some ibadah. But do not forget. The main thing is, make dua for Laylatul Qadr. The angels descend. Not one. Tanazzarul malaikatu warruh. The angels and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Specifically ar-ruh. He's mentioned. And ulama and muhaddithin, they have mentioned ahadith. Of, you know, droves and droves. The word tanazzul. Academic discussion, not just nazala yanzilu, but tanazzala, that they come in droves, and they actually come down. There's only peace in those areas where it is Laylatul Qadr that night, and they make salam to those people. We might not experience it, Allah forgive us, because of our weakness, but inshallah we have hopes that we make ibadat at least, I'll say, on these odd nights, at least. Try every night, a little bit. But on the odd nights a bit more, then inshallah we gain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. So important, make sincere tawbah and istighfar. And engage yourself in dua, dua. Ulama have said, when Allah loves a person, Allah puts him onto dua. And he just waits for every occasion to make dua. Every occasion, just crying before Allah. So sincere tawbah, dua, and our tilawat of the Quran. If we have not finished our khatam as yet, we still got another 10 days or less than 10 days. Try and finish our khatam. At least one Quran khatam we should have made in the month of Ramadan. If we're struggling, we can't read, but so we have in many masajid the juz a day. Oh, go to some person, let him read something and you listen. So you don't deprive yourself totally. And then make an intention. Years are going past in our life and still we can't read the Quran. Isn't it embarrassing? Try. Don't look down upon any person. I beg you, do not look down upon it. There is no time to be judgmental and say he is like this and he. You know who came for the program? This guy was there. I don't know anybody. Each one of us is a sinner and we have come to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give good words of encouragement to our youngsters, to every person. And let each one now become the love of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We make dua. Dua again. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to beg and cry to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And cry for the entire Ummah, especially our brothers and sisters in Palestine. We know what they're going through. And wherever else in the world, wherever people are suffering, there's so many people requested duas, the people in hospital, people who are sick. People have different type of problems you can't imagine. They're suffering, they have hopes. Allah, please remember me in your duas tonight. So there's so many. So in our, we know friends and people who requested us to make duas, also make dua for them. And for the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, recite the Rosh. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم فاعف عنا يا كريم يا الله ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما يا الله forgive us my Allah يا الله forgive us my Allah يا الله we beg you tonight my Allah يا الله in this crowd that is sitting here tonight my Allah يا الله they have sat patiently my Allah يا الله they have raised their hands my Allah they are young people here يا الله they are elderly people my Allah يا الله they are people who are namazis يا الله تهجد گزار my Allah they are people with white beards my Allah they are ulama and huffaz sitting here يا الله they are people who have come from far my Allah they are masoom children my Allah اے مالک کریم امت and sisters and brothers listening at home over the receiver يا الله some are not well يا الله they wish they could be here in the masjid our brothers my Allah and so many of them in hospital my Allah. Ya Allah, whoever is listening now, my Allah, whoever raised his hands, my Allah, we are not turning to any other person but you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are only turning to you, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanak, inna kunna min al-zalimin. Ya Allah, we are making i'tiraf, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we confess, my Allah. We committed too many sins in our life, my Allah. Head to toe, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Ya Allah, when we went abroad, we committed sins, my Allah. Ya Malik al-Kareem, ya Allah, we've got nobody else to turn to, my Allah. Forgive us for all our weaknesses. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, besides us, you got thousands and thousands of your creation. But you have never forgotten us, my Allah. Ya Allah, besides you, we have only got you, my Allah. But despite that, we have forgotten you thousands of times, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us forget you, my Allah. Then on the day of Qiyamah, you will turn away from us, my Allah. Rasulullah, fanasiyu. Ya Allah, you have said in the Quran that they forgot Allah. Allah will turn away from them on the day of Qiyamah. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, before the end of Ramadan, my Allah, we beg you tonight, my Allah, on the Mubarak night, my Allah, if it is Laylatul Qadr, grant it to us, my Allah. Give us the khair of Laylatul Qadr, the barakah of Laylatul Qadr, the ajr and thawab of Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. And forgive our sins, my Allah, before Ramadan comes to an end, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Like newborn babies, my Allah. Let our hearts become clean, my Allah. Let our hearts become pure, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is not impossible for you to do that, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is absolutely possible for you. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. You have mentioned the Quran. You are ghaffar, my Allah. Ghafir al-zamb, qabil al-tawb, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've got beautiful qualities, my Allah. You've got beautiful names, my Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah SAW has taught us, my Allah. How much you love to forgive, my Allah. How much mercies you have, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have chosen to write on your arsh, my Allah. Inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi. Verily, my mercy supersedes my anger. Oh, my Allah, we are asking you for that rahmat, my Allah. Forgive us, ya Allah. Drench us tonight in that mercies, my Allah. Everyone sitting here now, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Ab tu maafarma. Tu maafarma. Ya Allah, if you're not going to forgive us, my Allah, then we'll be part of the curse of those people whom Rasulullah said, Ameen, when you sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, as the Master ascended the member, he said, Ameen. And the second step, he said, Ameen. And on the third step, he said, Ameen. And on one of the steps, ya Allah, it was said, Ba'uda man adraka Ramadan, falam yughfar lahu
Curse be to that person that he gets Ramadan, but still he is not forgiven. Ya Allah, do not make us among such people, my Allah. Allah, make us among those people who are completely forgiven, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is your mercies, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to hold on to that mercies of you, my Allah. Ya Allah, a child who is spanked by his mother, my Allah, he shall cry and he goes back to his mother. He knows his mother will have pity upon him. He's shedding those tears and he's saying, Ma, Ma, oh my Allah, we are saying, Ya Mawla, Ya Mawla, Ey Mere Aqa, Ey Mere Allah, Ya Allah, we beg you tonight, forgive all of us, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, these people have come here, so many youngsters, Ya Allah. They want to change their life. Ya Allah, I want to change my life for better, my now, my Allah. Ya Allah, how long we will live a life of sin, my Allah? Of filth, my Allah. Cleanse and purify us, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana, make us pious now, my Allah. Ya Allah, when Qiyamah will take place, what are we going to do, my Allah? If maut strikes now, we're not ready to face you, my Allah. Forgive us before maut comes. Forgive us, my Allah. You will lose nothing, my Allah. We will be happy. We will gain. Your beloved Rasulullah will be happy, my Allah. He'll be happy. His ummati is forgiven. Ya Allah, he cried for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know that, my Allah. He cried for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make what nobody has to turn to, my Allah. We are tapping at your door, my Allah. Open your doors. Open your floodgates of mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, whoever we are, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that youngster who has taken drugs, my Allah. His parents are finished, my Allah. His wife is finished, my Allah. Give him the himmah tonight, my Allah. Give him the himmah, my Allah. To change his life, my Allah. Ya Allah, that person who lives a life of zina, my Allah. Ya Allah, take away that enjoyment of zina, that haram pleasure, Allah. Make him understand the filth of it, my Allah. Give him tawfiq of making sincere tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever sins we have committed, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah, forgive us. You are ghafar al-zunub, sattar al-uyub. Ya Allah, if there was any way else we could turn to, we would have gone. There is no other person we can turn to. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, jayat, sukur, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, my Allah. Give us your closeness, my Allah. Give us your love. Make us taste it, my Allah. Make us enjoy it, my Allah. Bring the sunnah of Rasulullah SAW in our life, my Allah. Forgive us for all our weaknesses and shortcomings, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to make amends, Ya Allah. We owe people money, Ya Allah. We have hurt them. We have taken away their rights, Ya Allah. Help us, give us that courage, my Allah. Ya Allah, to go and make amends, my Allah. Ya Allah, we lose dunya, but we will gain akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will gain akhirat. We know you will give us more barakah also, my Allah. Husband and wife, Ya Allah, in this Mubarak month. They're not on talking terms, my Allah. What kind of home that will be then, my Allah? How will your mercies come into that home, my Allah? Children have abandoned their parents. So many people, your elderly, my Allah. They know their children, my Allah. They're pining for one son or one daughter. They just come visit them at least once a year. Allah, what has happened to the Ummah, my Allah? Forgive us, help us, put us up to Sirat al-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, forgive our Muslim brothers in the entire Ummah. Especially our Muslim brothers and sisters, our masoom children, you know, so well. Ya Allah, we made dua. We're not going to stop making dua, my Allah. Help them, my Allah. Allah, give them victory, my Allah. They're just being bombarded, my Allah. Where must they go? These are the people in their homes. Only to be bombarded again by the enemy. Ya Allah, zalimin ko khatam farma, ya Allah. Zalimin ko halak farma, ya Allah. Allah radda kaidahum alayhim. Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim wa na'udhu bika min shurur. Ya Allah, you give the Musliman victory, my Allah. Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Give us, ya Allah, halal. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Don't take us to haram, my Allah. Don't make haram come into our system, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are not well, my Allah. There are people who got cancer sitting here, my Allah. People who have heart problems, my Allah. In hospitals at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many, Allah, diagnosed with cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Shafi Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. We can never underestimate the power of dua. Because you have said, Udu'uni yastajib lakum. Allah, you have said, make dua to me. I will definitely answer your dua. Allah, we begging you tonight, my Allah. Jo bhi bimar hai, unko shifa ata farma. Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatun firdaus. Our family members, Allah, our friends who passed away, Allah. Perhaps somebody's father passed away, mother passed away. Make them maghfirat, ya Allah. Allah, the ihsan is upon us, my Allah. Allah, they are gone now, my Allah. That door of dua is closed, my Allah. If our parents are living, help us to serve them. Help us to be obedient to them. Make us become the anki tandak, the coolness of the eyes, my Allah. Allah, protect us from the shadow of the shirin, fitna of the fitin, hasad of the hasidin, zulam of the zalimin. Ya Allah, we begging you tonight, my Allah. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarrin idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi ajatina kulliha biqadaiha wa najahiha. Rahmatan tuhunina biha an rahmati man siwak. Allah, give us more to the iman, my Allah. Give us more to the iman. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Help us to make the effort of iman. Help us to preserve our iman. Because be mu'mineen, ya Allah. Because be kamileen, my Allah. Because be qad aflaha al-mu'minun. Because ulaika huma mu'minun haqqa. Because from the faizun, my Allah. Because be amongst those people who are known as Ahlul Jannah, my Allah. Who are jannatis, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us more to the iman. Ya Allah, give us more to al-Madinah al-Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us more to al-Madinah al-Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us buried in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, before we pass away, give us a tawfiq of doing one such good deed that you are so happy with, my Allah. And you accept it, my Allah. And we die in that condition that you are pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, raise us in the day of Qiyamah in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, let Rasulullah intercede on our behalf, ya Allah. Make him make sifarish on our behalf, ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us drink the holy kuthur water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, in dunya we have not seen our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How handsome, how beautiful he was, my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, don't deprive us of seeing our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. In the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, in Jannah, give us a beautiful ni'mah that you have promised in the Quran. Allah, and then finally, when you will remove that veil and that curtain. Oh, my Allah. And then we will see you, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us of seeing you, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. Us, our parents, our grandparents, great-grandparents, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our family members, our friends, our mashayikh, our apas, our students, our musallis of this masjid, this congregation, Ya Allah, whoever is listening to the program, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. Make us be among those whose souls are emancipated from the fire of jahannam in this last part of Ramadan. Eh, Malik Kareem, we've got so many things to beg from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill each person's hajat and needs. Whoever has got any worry, my Allah, any sorrow, any grief and hardship, my Allah, remove it completely, my Allah. Give us happiness in our life, my Allah. Give us sukoon and serenity in our life, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent hufad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, nuqarab, bin maqbuleen. Ya Allah, protect our youth, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are valuable. Ya Allah, they are so precious, my Allah. They are such wonderful children, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide them, my Allah. Guide them, my Allah. Protect them from haram, my Allah. Allah, connect them to you, my Allah. Make us become the means of them connected to you, my Allah. Allah, remove from our hearts pride and anger and jealousy, my Allah. Give us a pure, clean heart, my Allah. Give us a qalbi salim, my Allah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما Allah, we beg you for ikhlas, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas, my Allah. Grant us maqbooliyat, my Allah. All good works of deen, da'wat and tabligh, tazkiyah, ta'lim, mashayikh, ulama, making efforts, ya Allah. And individual people, organizations, ya Allah. There are so many sincere individuals who give so much and help the ummah, my Allah. Their right hand gives, the left hand does not know, my Allah. Allah, you bless them from your unseen and your vast treasures, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. We said half past ten, so we just make it ten forty.
Quarter to 11, inshallah. We'll try. By quarter to 11, inshallah, we'll try and come in masjid. We'll try and start the time, inshallah. It won't be a very long program, inshallah. Durud and salam. Some short talk, short talk by Imam Zifa, inshallah. And then zikr and dua, inshallah.